Hey everyone, welcome to our new dental oral health focused show by Slice of Healthcare. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. We have two amazing guests today. I'm going to let them, since we have two guests, I always do this a little differently. I'm going to let them say their names, their titles, but they're from CareQuest. They are unbelievable. Love this organization. And Denise, we'll start with you. Then we'll kick it over to Katie. Name, title, organization, and then we will dive in.
Super. So it's great to be here, Jared. Thanks so much for asking us to join. I'm Denise Marks, and I'm the Chief Financial Officer of CareQuest Institute for Oral Health. I joined the organization about 3.5 years ago. And prior to that, I spent about 25 years in venture capital in a variety of roles, the most recent 17 years of which were at a healthcare-focused VC. Growth equity firm, investing across the full spectrum of health. So biotech, medtech, healthcare services, digital health, et cetera. My background is in finance and operations. And I'm super excited to talk today about CareQuest and oral health.
Awesome. Yes. Thanks, Jared, for having us. Katie D'Amico. I am the VP of Growth and Innovation for CareQuest Innovation Partners, which is the for-profit subsidiary of CareQuest Institute for Oral Health. We share the same mission as the Institute to improve the oral health through all and do so through different tactics we'll talk about today. I come with the business background and about a decade in consulting, working with leading healthcare organizations, primarily large health plans, systems, and some of the non-traditional emerging players like tech companies and retailers to launch new innovative offerings and have spent a lot of time in the innovation and startup space globally.
What led both of you here, right? Because you both have great backgrounds, but probably not the traditional kind of oral health focused backgrounds. What made you want to go into this space? We'll start with Katie and then we'll kick over. We'll kind of go back and forth here.
Yeah, great question. And over my decade in consulting and countless projects, guess how many I had in oral health? One, which may or may not be hard to believe. And from this project was an awesome one. Learned a ton about the space and more about teeth than I would have ever imagined, but also, and more importantly, the opportunity in this space to make a tremendous impact on lives through relatively simple everyday interventions like brushing your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day and flossing. So really that plus the greenfield opportunities to continue to be very exciting. Other areas in healthcare, you know, aren't necessarily as greenfield as dental and oral health today. So it's been really exciting to be in this space and a privilege to join a really unique organization like CareQuest, who's truly mission aligned, shaping this better future.
Great. And for me, I've always had a passion about healthcare. At a very early age, well, I'll share some silly tidbit, but I won the 7th grade science fair with a project that was focused on looking at the impact of soda and sugary drinks on teeth. So yeah, just a little tidbit there. But I've always had a passion about healthcare generally, and specifically on oral health. My mom had a weird situation that's very rare that she lost all of her teeth after her first pregnancy at the age of 27. So, you know, spent her whole life until she passed at 87 a few years ago, suffering that and, you know, never always had dentures and never could afford implants and other things. So all of us, I'm one of five, were, you know, brought up focusing on the importance of good oral hygiene and understanding, you know, how, you know, poor oral health or even just, you know, unanticipated outcomes can impact your life in many, many ways. So that was kind of personal to me. But when I had the opportunity, when I was retiring from my prior firm, met Maisha, our CEO, Dr. Myesha Minter Jordan, and learned about what CareQuest was up to. And I couldn't say no. As I thought about what was going to drive me and bring my background and skills to bear in, as Katie said, a very unique organization, and so powerful in our mission and who we're looking to serve, it was just a no-brainer to dive right into the work that we're doing at CareQuest Institute and Innovation Partners.
We'll start with you, Denise, now. What are some of the biggest challenges facing dental oral health today? I mean, there's it's not an insignificant amount. So let's maybe focus on a couple of the core ones that really have caught your eyes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting, you know, the field of dentistry is really, and how dentists are trained has really not changed in over 100 years. And so I think as we think about some of the challenges with oral health and with integrating oral health within to the overall, you know, healthcare delivery system, you know, the systems don't talk to each other. There's challenges with care coordination, you know, interoperability, but also the incentives and how, you know, dentists are compensated, which is largely fee for service and not necessarily focused on outcomes. So as we look at, you know, chronic disease management and prevention and other things, there are these kind of natural barriers in the system of care. That creates challenges for both patients and providers. And in my view, that's one of the biggest opportunities that we have, you know, not just to, you know, foster innovation and invest in cool products. We really need the system of care to change dramatically in order for it to be effective and to really improve patient outcomes.
Anything you want to add, Katie?
Just agree with everything Denise said, and to drill into it a little further, awareness and access are at the heart of some of those key system changes required. One of our Smile Health CEOs, he starts all of his pitches, and I love how he starts it. He goes, "Your teeth, your mouth, it couldn't get more personal, yet we have no idea what's going on in there until it hurts, and then it's likely too late." And, you know, I think that gets to the heart of the opportunity. If people were more aware of what's going on and the importance, they would do more. And we all have an important role to play there. Access continues to be an opportunity. Nearly 70 million Americans don't have dental insurance today, which we know is a key driver to accessing care. And even those with coverage aren't using it, or they live in dental deserts, as we call it. Only about 40% of Americans regularly see a dentist, which is significantly lower than, you know, how regularly people see their PCPs or other providers on the medical side. And so, like everything Denise said, you know, there's important system changes that are required to drive greater coordination and integration. And there's tremendous opportunity to make a real impact from a health equity standpoint and also lowering the total cost of care.
You know what's interesting? We always talk, though, about and this is going to be my next question, right, about talking about the link between oral health and overall health. But I can't remember a time I ever went to my PCP where they even asked me about my oral health, or was I seeing anyone to check in on that part, and back and forth, right? I never heard that on the other end either. So maybe when we talk about that link, maybe we can talk about also that the kind of that gap that still maybe exists between both sides talking with each other. But let's start out with that. Katie, we'll first kick it over to you. We'll go back to Denise. Let's talk about that link between oral health and overall health.
Yeah, it's a great question. And there's a tremendous amount of research out there today, which is really exciting. 90% of systemic diseases, such as diabetes, heart, maternal, have a link to the mouth. And so there's tons of statistics, pregnant women, tremendous opportunity there, you know, premature births and links to perio disease, that are really costing the system as well billions of dollars annually. And so, again, through some of these simple interventions, there's tremendous opportunity to improve not only oral health, but systemic overall health. And there's been, you know, some recognition of this in a recent CMS proposal that as an essential benefit coming into effect next year, there's going to be an opportunity there for oral health to be integrated into these areas of care. So a great recognition that there is an undeniable link there. And at CareQuest Institute and Innovation Partners, this is a big focus of ours, helping bridge that medical-dental divide that exists today.
And on your end, Denise, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Katie covered it. I think we've even seen research linking dementia and Alzheimer's, to periodontal disease. So there's no question the data is there. And I think, as we talked about before, a lot of it will reside in education with policy changes. You ask the question about, care coordination. And I think, it is amazing that, your pediatrician doesn't ask, are you going to the dentist? Are you brushing and flossing? They ask about, are you eating your fruits and veggies? Are you exercising? But, that needs to become part of the standard paradigm of care. But part of that is, who's accountable? And how do you ensure success in behavior change? And who's incented to monitor and ensure that patients are doing what they can to stay healthy?
Great advice all around. And hopefully we continue to see that gap get closer and closer. I feel like we've made great strides still, though, over the last couple of years, because the fact that we're even talking about oral health and overall health, being linked, that's progress, right? Because that didn't happen necessarily a couple of years ago. Especially when you talk about if you're with your family and stuff and those conversations, that's how I know where society is kind of progressing, right? When you go to a family event or dinner or something and people start talking about AI or something like that, that's how you know it's starting to become more mainstream discussion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny you say that, just to jump in an interesting example. In a recent Grey's Anatomy season finale, one of the main doctors passed out in the OR to a tooth condition she ignored, and it was linked to a bacterial infection in her mouth that caused a near fatal heart condition. So I don't watch Grey's Anatomy. I think it lost me after like season 10 potentially, but I had multiple people reach out, to your point, Jared, excited and alarmed. And so that's what we need. We need more of that oral health at the center stage with clear, potentially fatal implications, unfortunately, to broader systemic health.
I didn't even think about that, but that's a different way of looking at when the TV shows start also, because then if they're writing about it, if the writers are writing about it, they believe it's commonplace at that point. So that is very interesting.
Yeah, I think we're at this unique inflection point where there is more awareness and recognition. Even when I joined CareQuest Institute and was meeting with friends, family, whatever, explaining to them, what organization I joined, immediately people jump into, the connection and how cool that is and what they've recently heard or read or other things. And so I do think, and we're even seeing this on the investing side, more mainstream venture capital firms kind of entering the world of oral health and dentistry, which is great to see.
And let's go to, it's probably one of my favorite parts of this conversation, Denise and Katie, is I'm always interested in when companies are investing, where are they investing, what areas are they investing in? So let's start out with you, Denise, and then we'll kick it over to Katie. What startups is CareQuest Innovation Partners invested in? And maybe kind of a part two, what other areas are of interest do you think you might invest in if you haven't already?
Sure. So all of our impact investing is, you know, aligned with driving forward the mission of CareQuest Institute. So making care more integrated, like looking at the overall system of health, inclusive of oral health, making sure it's accessible and it's equitable. And so when we look at making an investment, it has to be with that lens. Obviously, we are also interested in financial return to be able to drive returns and, you know, kind of fund future investment opportunities. But some of the examples that we've invested in so far is a teledentistry company called Mouthwatch. We invested in them back. It was actually one of our earliest investments back in January of 21. In the height of COVID, looking to solve problems, including keeping people out of the emergency room who were showing up with dental issues. And as we know, you know, the ED really can't do much other than give you antibiotics or pain meds. So that was something that we were able to prove out during COVID to say, hey, a teledentistry visit can help triage, assess what you need and help get you to care. So that's been pretty cool. The other, one of the other investments I'll highlight is Enable Dental, which is a portable dental solution serving the elderly and disabled populations, which are populations so underserved, which is so hard to believe. But when we first invested in Enable, they were mostly focused on private pay senior living. And now more than with our, you know, influence and, you know, active role on the board, more than half of their revenue is coming from government payers, PACE programs, Area Agency on Aging's, IDD populations, which is truly awesome. So we look for opportunities that align with our mission, and we're really looking to solve those complex problems that we touched on, whether it's interoperability, care coordination, new tools to diagnose. Those are the things that are exciting. You know, some of the other things that larger PE firms, you know, DSO roll-ups, kind of less exciting to us, but really looking for those novel tools, technologies, platforms that can really help drive the new healthcare system of the future that we envision.
And anything on your end, Katie?
Just building on, so in addition to our impact investing at Innovation Partners, we also have our Smile Health Accelerator Program, which we are launching our third year tomorrow. And so really excited about that. But we also work with a lot of innovators through that program and have a lot of exposure to early stage emerging innovation in the space. So Denise covered a lot of the focus areas in the program. We've seen everything from wearable saliva-based diagnostics, a lot of opportunity with saliva. Some say saliva is the new blood. A big focus on, you know, meeting people where they are, whether that's through teledentistry, primary care settings, mobile trucks and parking lots, it really going back to how can we increase access to the care we know is so important. And then we see a lot of novel solutions that are, you know, empowering not only dentists and doctors, but care teams as well to really do more, and also the consumer as well. So one of our cohort startups in the program last year had a at-home non-invasive mouthpiece that you put in that could help treat perio disease at home. Still going through some of the clinical studies, but tremendous opportunity there. And a big focus around, you know, more preventative, proactive interventions. And nutrition, which is really the ultimate cure to cavities.
Yeah. And I'll just add one thing. What I'm so excited about is, you know, we presented last year at Health a systemic health pavilion. And as a result of kind of us getting the word out about all the great work we're doing at CareQuest Institute and CareQuest Innovation Partners, our deal flow has exploded. Which is really great. So again, we're seeing more mainstream early stage VCs getting into oral health and the systems that help promote early diagnosis and care coordination, you know, practice management systems, et cetera. But even in the last, I would say, 3 months, the number of new VCs that have reached out to us that want to partner, that want to share deal flow, that want to learn from us, has been so compelling. So we're trying to bring more people into the Smile Health Accelerator, both from a you know, early stage company entrepreneur standpoint, but also the partners that we're looking to partner with to help validate and scale these new technologies.
I'm super excited about how the industry continues to evolve, and kind of echo your thoughts. And congrats on everything, by the way. Yeah, I did. I first ran into some of your team members at Health. It was last year.
Last year.
And I'm very excited that Health will be back at the Venetian this year. I don't know if either of you will be there. If you are, let's definitely meet in person. When I look at this space, I get really excited by some of the innovation that we're starting to see. And anytime, full transparency too, like this is a partner that we have a relationship with, but it's super interesting to me. There's a company called Milestone Scientific, which does single tooth anesthesia that they're trying to, they're working to roll out. And the concept, makes total sense, right? Like it, and they have a little like commercial thing that they do where it's like you had to hop on a work call after, but you can't because your mouth is totally numb with Novocaine and you're like drooling on yourself, right? It's interesting that I think, you know, years back that might not have been something that we even would think about. And it's not just them, right? There's other innovations out there, but I love when I see people trying to come at it also from a different angle than maybe we've gone before. But that being said, both of you, last question. We already talked a little bit about the future of dental, but what do you expect to see the most change in the next 3 to 5 years?
Katie, you want to start?
Yes, happy to. While I firmly believe and hope that the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to see transformative change and more integrated health as a whole. And so thinking about, you know, what does this really look like? We'd see medical and dental teams together, empowered to deliver more holistic care, regardless of where patients are. Could be in the dental office, could be at the PCP, could even be at home. And really to do that, what's required is the underlying infrastructure, both the technology side, but also process and operationally, to support that data sharing. So say you get your A1C and your blood pressure at your dental visit, which is happening today, your medical provider gets that information as well. And it's a truly seamless patient experience. To Denise's earlier points, we need to see evolution in some of the payment models and incentives to be more integrated and align to those behaviors that we're looking to drive. I think value-based care will play a huge role here. Last but not least, you know, when we think about all the different digital therapeutic chronic condition programs, well-being offerings, I think we know we'll really have made it when we see oral health bundled in with all of those. So whether it's education or cleanings or a smart toothbrush plus a continuous glucose monitoring device, all of that's where we're going to start seeing the biggest impact and, you know, help drive down those system costs that exist today and help some of the most vulnerable and underserved populations who need the help the most.
Yeah. And I would just add, you know, what we're looking to do is to prove it, right? To prove that business case so that payers and policymakers really understand that this is an imperative. It's not optional anymore, that the healthcare system is, you know, not getting less expensive. And we need to look at new ways to looking at the paradigm of care and create the platforms, the incentives, and the policies that support that integrated system of care. I think a lot of this is going to be or need to be driven by the consumer to really, you know, in addition to us proving the business case, but for the consumer to demand that it be so. We know the patient journey is so challenging. you know, whether you're managing a chronic disease or not, it's very frustrating, you know, as an individual, as a patient myself, to not have that care coordination or that understanding. Or, you know, you have a child that has her wisdom teeth out, has to fill out a 10-page application, you know, health history, because you're going to an oral surgeon for the first time. Like, that's just bananas. So, you know, that I think will be the real impetus. And we are just super excited at CareQuest Institute and Innovation Partners to be driving this forward, and to help be that convener to bring the pieces, the parts, and the decision makers and stakeholders together, to help make it a reality in that time frame.
I'm so glad that we were able to chat here today, and I hope we can get you back on at some point, that we can get a little roundtable going and dig even deeper. And I hope to run into you at some of these conferences that'll happen over the next year. I'm sure it'll happen. But thank you so much for joining me here today, and can't wait to continue the conversation.
Great. Thank you so much. And you will definitely see us at Health. We are planning something bigger and better than last year. So we can't wait to share more of that with everyone at Health.
I'm picturing you, Denise, in a giant tooth costume. Is that bigger and better? Does that classify?
I'll work on that.
I'll do it. You get it from me, I'll do it. Okay. All right. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having us.